I might be a cynic. I'm an introvert, but not by choice. Back before social media, you had to show up at places in order to network, and I hated showing up at places. I never knew what to say. I had a friend who said to make more eye contact, so I did. I'd just stare into people's eyes without speaking. I'm lucky I never ended up with a restraining order against me. Later, another friend gave me a few questions to ask that always got the ball rolling. What's the next big thing you're looking forward to? What's one thing about your current job that still surprises you? Questions like that. Once I went into social events with a little plan, things got easier. I started to succeed a little bit. Then I discovered I wasn't so introverted. I just lacked a plan. Similarly, in this book, Claire gives us a plan about social media. Like I said, I love and hate social media. I hate the part that feels like you're in competition with billions of other people to become famous. But I love the part that allows you to be known, in a small way, to thousands. I like telling people that my wife and I just saw a movie we enjoyed, or I just finished reading a book and I really liked it. I don't think there's anything narcissistic about that, right? Claire Diaz-Ortiz has helped me increase the love I have for social media and decrease the hate, and in significant percentages. I like social media more now than I did before, both as a person and for my brand. Because I like it more now, I use it more. And that has translated into greater sales for my company. StoryBrand has surpassed $10 million in annual sales, and I attribute about 20% of that to our social media platforms. And I attribute the success of those platforms to what Claire teaches in this book. If you have a marketing team, I'd get each member a copy of this book. Two things were missing from my perspective about social media before this book. The first was a philosophy, and the second was a workable plan. Think about that for a second. Do you have a social media philosophy? Do you have a social media plan? If not, you're likely in a love-hate, but mostly hate, relationship with social media. But what if you could love it more? And what if it could help you grow your platform? These days, the networking party we should all attend is happening on social media. And it's okay not to be there, but it's going to cost us if we aren't. Claire Diaz-Ortiz helps us show up prepared, and because we are prepared, we are more likely to succeed. And because we succeed, we're more likely to like it. If this book changes you, it changes you into somebody who enjoys showing up at the party. It won't make you famous, but it will make you more happy. And everybody likes somebody who is happy. See you at the party. To your success, Donald Miller, best-selling author of Building a Story Brand.
Preface: Why Mark Cuban Won't Make Your Brand Go Viral. Not that the story need be long, but it will take a long while to make it short. Henry David Thoreau. A startup once asked me to help them relaunch their struggling brand and effectively market their story on social media. The company had a pretty good product, but pretty terrible marketing. I knew social media marketing would be instrumental to their success, and theirs sucked. There was great room for improvement. After I spent many weeks on an in-depth launch strategy outlining how they could effectively build a powerful, long-term brand on social media, we met to talk through my plan. It was clear they hadn't read much of it. The parts they had read, they suggested they might do later on down the road. In the meeting, one of the team members spoke up. He was ready to make his big point. "I just really think that if we can get Mark Cuban to tweet about us, we'll get lots of followers and blow up." Other team members nodded. I had heard hints of this from them before. My plan had, in fact, spent dedicated time specifically addressing why this was highly unlikely to work and why setting this as a goal was a bad idea. Another team member piped up, "Yeah, Claire, can you help us go viral?" It was not the first time a brand had asked me that question. My username on Twitter is @Claire. I was an early employee at the company, and news outlets have called me the woman who got the Pope on Twitter. I am also the first and likely only person to have the questionable idea to live tweet my own child's birth, an event that, incidentally, did go viral.